Happy Tuesday, Daily Dosers. Chris here. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love the Serve Your City campaign that we're doing right now. I love that about every year and a half we roll around and we cancel all services so we can go out and do service projects. And I love getting behind the theology, what God's Word says about what this does for us, made in His image, to be people that give, serve, love, the campaign that we're doing now for 3 weeks. And this week we're just talking about giving. And I don't know about you, but giving can be difficult. When we talk about, and usually when you think of giving, you're, oh, here it comes, talking about money. No, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about my time, my talents, yeah, my treasures, but I'm just talking about just being able to give. But let me tell you really what the problem is. The problem's all about ownership. Because if we can solve who owns stuff, it makes giving a whole lot easier, doesn't it? Just think about it. Say you had someone come into your life and say, hey, I want to give away $1 million. I just don't want to be the one that does it. I want you to give away $1 million. Here's the catch. You can't keep any of it for yourself or your family. It has to be done in the next 30 days, and I don't want a dime left. Could you imagine taking a month and giving away $1 million? Getting creative and going, where can we do the best amount of help? Where are the greatest needs? How can we make this $1 million stretch? How can we give away $1 million? I just think that would be an amazing month to give away $1 million. You know why? Because it's not mine. It's not mine. It's somebody else's $1 million. I'll give away anything that's yours. That'll just be fun to bless people. Why? Because I'm watching your stuff go to make life change in someone and I just get to be the middleman. That's phenomenal. And I tell you, it is that mindset or that theology that helps shape me from being a pretty tight person, a stingy person, to opening my heart and mind to being generous, not just to the outside world, but to my own family. And I'll tell you the passage that broke that down for me. Romans chapter 12. It's just a couple verses. I referred to it this past weekend in my message, but Romans chapter 12 simply says this. Therefore, and I know if you've been in church a long time, anytime there's a therefore, ask, stop, what's it there for? Paul's going to tell us. 12 chapters right in this book called Romans. 12 chapters Paul has been writing to the Roman world. Let me give you Christianity in one book. And he starts, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. That's what it's there for. Therefore, because of God's mercy, here's what I want you to do. Because of 11 chapters of this God that created you, this God that loved you, this God that lost you, this God that bought you back at such a high price of His very only Son paying your debt, His Son will take the wrath that you and I deserve. And in exchange, He doesn't make us slaves. In exchange, He doesn't beat us up for the rest of our life. In exchange, He now adopts us into His family. He calls us sons and daughters. He gets rid of a sin issue, an old self, and He puts Himself into our life. Therefore, because of this great mercy, brothers and sisters, here's your response as a Christian. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Circle, highlight, underline. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You want to learn to give your time. You want to learn to give your talents. You want to learn to be able to give of your treasures in a joyful way that just makes you the middleman. It's somebody else's stuff that you just get to bless people with. You take those first two verses and you start to learn and apply them. Because of everything God has done in my life, here's my response. It's a daily choice where I'm a living sacrifice. You know what a sacrifice is, especially Old Testament terms. You would just take a lamb and put it on the altar and it's all consumed. You can't sacrifice a lamb and go, be careful, I want the lamb back. I just want you to sacrifice the back leg. Oh no, that entire thing is consumed. That's what a sacrifice is. Daily you realize because of what God did, there's an ownership change. Everything you are, everything you have is His. It's His. And you do this by daily no longer being conformed by the pattern of this world, what the world says about stuff. You be transformed by your mind, what God says about whose stuff this is. You see, now when I come to tithing or giving, I'm just amazed that God allows me to keep 90%, 80%. Are you kidding me? You give me this life and the ability to make money and all you want is a fraction of it? That's ridiculous. Now when it comes to my time, my talents, God, I can use your stuff on behalf of someone else. We're jumping in this week to just giving. There's an ownership principle. If it's your stuff, your life, it's going to be really hard to give it away. If you realize because of what God did and how much he paid for you, it's his, you can have great months just seeing how that's used to benefit others. Learnership principle. It moved my heart and my head to be generous, not stingy. I hope it does the same for you.